Welcome to This Clubhouse Life, the official podcast of Norte.
Welcome to Norte's first ever podcast. This is the first episode of This Clubhouse Life, and my name is Ty Schmidt. I'm an executive director of Norte, a youth-focused, bike-centric nonprofit in Traverse City, Michigan. And the clubhouse, of course, is Norte's home base, small building at the Grand Traverse Civic Center, downtown Traverse City. We've been here for about a year, a year and a half. And this is where Norte's work happens. A staff of four here work at the office. It also functions as a community bike shop and a meeting space, after-school hangout spot. So for those unfamiliar with Norte, Norte's been around since 2014. We do lots of things. We administer the Safe Routes to School programming across the area. We organize a grassroots pro-walk, pro-bike advocacy group. We have a youth mountain bike team as well as a youth leadership team, El Liderato. And our mission is to build stronger, better connected, more walk, bike friendly communities by empowering the young and the young at heart. So we're developing the next generation of active for life leaders. We're speaking up for safe places for not only for kids to actively get themselves places, but those who love them as well. And we believe that when we do that, we will empower communities to be their best. And by that, we mean their healthiest. So one of our signature programs is the Bike Moss Project. And that's how Norte really got started back in 2014. My wife and I, Johanna, who helped co-found Norte, saw a lack of education, really helping kids, teach kids how to bike smart and bike safely, to get themselves to school. We would see kids riding on the sidewalk or riding unpredictably and blowing through stop signs and not signaling and etc. But so that was this idea of the Bike Moss Project. So it's adventure based. It's not boring. It's not riding around cones in the parking lot. It's not talking about how to bike smart. But it's actually doing it. It's on the street. It's on the trails, going places. And we're lucky to live here in Traverse City where we have many cool places to ride bikes to. We have several elementary schools in town that are fairly well connected. We started in 2014 at Traverse Heights Elementary with a Safe Routes to School grant from the National Partnership. And have just grown since then. So in 2015, three schools, 2016, seven schools, 2017, nine schools. And this past fall, we've been at 17 schools, including a lot of the outlying schools, as well as in other communities like Northport in Leelanau County and Elk Rapids in Antrim County. So it's been a big year of growth. We hired and trained seven instructors. We sold out at many of the schools, and it was a big success. So this first episode is talking a little bit about the Bike Moss Project. I led five of them, and one of them was at Westwood. So we went on location on our last day, and here's a quick little interview from Westwoods. Enjoy it.
So this is Ty, and this Clubhouse Life, the official podcast of Norte, is on location. We're at Westwood Elementary in Long Lake Township in northern Michigan, and today is the final day of the Bike Moss Project at Westwoods, and it's like winter out, and I have some special guests. I have four young ladies. We normally have a boy, but Will has a rash on his face, so he isn't here. So real quickly, let's do introductions. Anna, could we start with you? Sure. What is your name? What grade are you in? What you had and what you had for breakfast? Go.
Okay, my name is Anna, and what I had for breakfast was cinnamon roll, and then my grade is fifth.
And you're in the fifth grade. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part of Norte is biking, because I love biking.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun to get some exercise sometimes.
Cool. Thanks, Anna. How about, and Isla? Isla, what grade are you in? And what do you have for breakfast?
I'm in fourth grade, and I had pancakes for breakfast.
Yummy.
And I like biking around to Westwoods.
Yeah, cool. Jocelyn?
I had mini wheats for breakfast.
Yummy.
I'm in fifth grade, and I like biking because I live really close to my friends, and I get to bike to their houses.
Yeah.
And it's just easier than driving.
There you go. Plus, you're too young to drive in a car.
Yeah.
Right, and you can do it yourself. Okay.
Why not?
Good. Sophia?
My name is Sophia. I'm in fifth grade. I had Reese's Puffs for breakfast. And my favorite part about biking is the fresh air.
Yeah, getting outside. So for those who aren't aware, the Bike Moss Project is Norte's program for upper elementary and middle school students, where typically we go to schools and we teach bike safety through adventure. So we try not to be boring. We try not to be lame. We try to go places while learning to bike smart and have fun while doing it. Sometimes we eat snacks.
At my house.
Yeah, we went to Anna's once and had snacks. So this is our fourth day. We canceled once because of rain. So today I biked 13 miles in the snow. It's starting. Winter is coming here to northern Michigan.
Do you guys
like winter?
Yesterday I biked 12.
Yesterday
I
biked 12 miles. Good for you. And does anybody like winter here?
No. I do. When it's subtle.
Yeah, subtle
when
winter.
Nice.
I only like it because it's around my birthday.
I like it because it's snowing.
It makes me feel closer to my birthday.
I can do and stuff snow. In the snow. Yeah.
And Christmas.
And there's a lot of more possibilities.
Snow trail.
Like when you're doing stuff, like playing games at recess, like it's just
more games, yeah.
More fun.
So Anna, Jocelyn, and Sophia live near school, right? And sometimes you maybe walk or bike to school.
I bike to school pretty much every day.
Same here.
Yeah, I would, but my parents don't trust me because it's kind of busy down my road since a lot of kids live here.
Yeah, and so Jocelyn lives on a dirt road, a gravel road, and sometimes that's sketchy.
It's very curvy.
And if nobody knows where Westwoods Elementary is, it's kind of rural. It's along some busy roads, some county roads on Fisher Road, right? And so it's certainly not in Traverse City, but it is part of TCAP. So today is our last day. It's freezing out. We're recording this podcast mostly because I am cold, and my ears are frozen from biking out here. It's like in the 30s. But can you, Jocelyn and Sophia, tell us a little bit about what you guys did on Saturday? When you, with Norte, what'd you do?
We biked down to a
Impresso salon.
And we got our nails done with our friend and about maybe 20 other girls.
20 girls?
Maybe, like
15. And you rode your bike there?
Yeah. And we rode our bikes.
There and back.
And
cool.
Yeah, and back. And
I think that's cool.
We rode up a really steep hill.
Yeah, at Oriana Hill, maybe? Yeah. Did you get up it?
Yeah, I was so close, but then I bumped into someone and lost it. I got it, and I so thought I wasn't gonna make it because I'm so bad at hills. But I hate going up hills, but I love going down hills.
Yes, and sometimes you have to earn those descents. Did you meet Melissa? Melissa from Norte. She was kind of the girl in charge, and so Melissa organized that. I think it's super cool. So I don't know if you guys know, but like 2 or 3 years ago when Norte first started, there was like literally 6 girls involved with Norte, and now it's well over 100. So we're trying to make it cool to not just ride bikes, but then to go and, you know, to have some balance and get your nails done or go hang out or, you know,
except
what I mean?
That
is not
like getting your nails.
Well, yes, but you know what I mean? Like it can be more than say racing,
like,
or it can be more than.
I went places that I never gone before, and it was kind of cool to see. We rode past the bay.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because whenever I see someone biking or like doing something and I wish I was doing that,
yeah,
I'm always jealous, but then I'm like, wow, I'm probably making a bunch of other people jealous. Because
they're like, look how much fun Jocelyn's having.
Yeah.
Why can't I be like Jocelyn? Now, Isla, you rode with the Bike Miles Project was at 17 schools this fall. Mm-hmm. And so we brought all those students together from all participating schools, and we rode together. And so you did that on Saturday. Mm-hmm. How was that? Have you ever ridden through town like that before?
My dad was talking about riding to town from home, but I think it's a lot easier from the Civic Center because it's a lot closer
right.
to town. And yeah. we went across some close water, which was cool to see, on a bike ride. And then after the bike ride, we had a pizza party.
Yeah, that was cool. We bought too much pizza. We had a lot of pizza, but it was a lot of fun. And it was cool. Yeah, I know it. So... anyways, ladies, we're going to wrap up this session of this Clubhouse Life on location at Westwoods. Since it is the last day of Bike Club, we are going to get some biking in a little bit in the snow mm-hmm. cold.
Even though it's hailing.
Right, we're just going
to... It's
sleet.
Our last one was supposed to be, like, last week.
Right.
What day is it?
Monday.
But we canceled because of the rain. And so we're going to have to deal with a little bit of cold, but we're dressed intelligently.
Yes.
We have warm hats and mitts and gloves. And so, anyways, you girls are great. Thank you for being cool. Thank you for being part of Norte.
Thank you.
We will maybe do it again in the spring, and I hope to see you all again. Okay. 1, 2, 3, Norte rocks.
Norte rocks.
Norte rocks.
1, 2, 3,
Norte rocks.
All right, bye, ladies.
Okay, which one is this one?
It's so.
Thanks for listening. Learn more about Norte and subscribe to our newsletter at elgruponorte.org.
Welcome to the clubhouse on a beautiful sunny day. Hanging here after school with Colin Miller. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Colin is in the ninth grade, freshman at Central High, and you just stopped the clubhouse to do something. What did you just do here?
Well, I'm doing a news story for Front and Central. It's a video class at Central, and I'm interviewing Ty and getting some B-roll shots of the clubhouse.
Yeah. And you're interviewing some other Norte kids? And,
yeah.
And when's the due date? When's the deadline for this project?
Well, I'd like to get it done sometime mid-November, so.
Will we be able to see it?
On YouTube, Front and Central.
Ooh, YouTube. Front and Central. Trojans lost the football game. That was heartbreaking. Did you watch it?
I wasn't there. I was downstate.
I kind of went, and it was like a shootout. It was like, I don't know, like 60 to 40 or something. It was mm-hmm. like, it was a lot of point scoring. But anyway, so Colin Miller on our El Liderado, our Youth Leadership Council, I think from the very beginning, which wasn't that long ago, to be honest, right?
Yeah.
I think it like started like last May. But I think it's something that it's important for Norte to not only be youth focused, but youth driven and provide a platform and a stage for kids who want to get involved and want to engage to have an opportunity to do that. So one of the things we just did last week is, so El Liderado gets together, right, like once, I don't know, like a couple times a year, not very often, and we have meetings, and usually it's just like eating pizza and talking, mostly me talking. But this last time we had some projects. So you came and we were pitching projects, right, some community projects that we as a council would take on. And your project was what?
I was thinking that Norte could partner with the peer-to-peer program,
mm-hmm.
and we could do some kind of field trip or some biking-related field trip with
them. Do you know much about peer-to-peer?
I was in it for 2 years at the middle school.
And how did it work?
So they send out some forms, send to the parents, mm-hmm. like usual, and then resource, and I think you call it advisory.
Mm-hmm.
You would go to peer-to-peer then. Mm-hmm. But this time you would go at like second hour or something. You'd leave with your friends and take a bus.
I see.
And you'd go to where you need to go.
And these are students with special needs, or where would you go? I mean, where would you go during for peer-to-peer at when you were in middle school?
You go to their classroom.
I see. And then you would help with some sort of activity or
games.
Just hang out.
Kahoot.
I see. Yeah. Cool.
I think that's cool. And I think that's something that I, between you and me and everybody who's listening to the podcast, even though it wasn't in the top three projects that was voted out, we're still going to pursue it. And I think with Amigos and this ability for Norte trying to be a little bit more inclusive and welcoming to kids no matter their ability, I think how cool would it be for Liderato to help, you know, encourage and plug in. And so I'm excited about that. Will you help me make that happen?
Yeah.
Who's in charge of peer-to-peer?
There's Mrs. Ryan. Okay. She's a big part. She's okay. Like the principal there.
Okay. So maybe you and me and Mrs. Ryan can get together for a meeting. Okay. And we'll talk about a plan. Okay. What else is coming up?
I think we're going to get a varsity bus.
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure if that will actually happen, but it's a great idea. The big orange and blue Norte bus. I'm not sure where we would take it. I guess just on adventures.
It'd be cool.
I think it would be cool. And you, Colin, you play hockey?
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's going good. We played a few games. We won one, we lost one, but it was against the number one team in the country.
Who's that?
It's the USA Eagles out of Detroit.
Wow. Best team in the country?
Yeah, rated.
Wow.
We lost 4-0.
Wow, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Was it pretty scary and intimidating? Fast?
They weren't as good as I thought they'd be, but they were pretty good. Fast, yeah.
I grew up in Canada, of course, and we played a ton of hockey. I don't play much hockey now, but I'm proud of you playing hockey. It's a fabulous game.
Yeah.
Go Jets, go. Or the Wings, either way. But Colin, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And let's make sure that project happens.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Very good, Colin. Okay, that won't be on the YouTube.